The Kimberley Land Council chief has come away from a meeting with the Premier on the gas hub with bitterness in his mouth. Wayne Bergman says Colin Barnett's plan of compulsory acquisition of 3,500 hectares of land and sea at James Price Point would put the project at risk. Mr. Bergman told the ABC's Graham Powell that there's still no plan in place to deal with the impact of development.
Myself and a group of traditional owners met with the Premier to get negotiations back on track. The Premier was non-responsive. He believed the only way to negotiate over James Price Point is under the umbrella of a compulsory acquisition. We're really concerned that those actions are going to put the project at risk. The state is not even prepared. The state haven't completed the studies. A compulsory acquisition will only put pressure on Aboriginal people. There is no plan in place to deal with the wave of impact that will happen in this region. It's outrageous that the Premier is shooting from his hip. His staff and the state have not done their job properly. There is a huge risk that the whole region is going to be subject to uncontrolled development, which will leave Aboriginal people behind. The development is supposed to be on the basis of a good thing for Aboriginal people in the area, providing them jobs and training. There is no plan about how to raise the education standards of Aboriginal people in this region. Up the Dampier Peninsula, very little numbers of Aboriginal people are finishing year 12 or even have a university qualification. The employment of people on the mine on the gas hub requires year 12 or higher education standards. So this is just going to be heading for a train wreck, a disaster.
So what exactly do you want? What are you asking for?
Well, we want to be treated fairly. The Premier needs to re-engage in negotiations to start this process over, ensure the relevant studies are done properly, and that commit to a level playing field where this development can go ahead with proper plans in place to deal with the impact on Aboriginal people and the rest of the people in the region.
Is part of your negotiations a demand that, you know, it employs so many Aboriginal people?
Part of the negotiation would be an expectation that Woodside and any contracts on there would have Indigenous targets and training opportunities for Aboriginal people, yes.
So your main sticking point's the Aboriginal employment prospects in the area?
No, I think the main sticking point is there needs to be a plan in place to talk about how this development can happen. Our impact statements have highlighted that Indigenous people on the Dampier Peninsula rely 90% plus on marine resources. You know, we're asking, there's no brainer solutions that there be a plan in place to ensure the local Aboriginal people are involved in marine management, that it is not open slather for workers when they come up there to travel anywhere around the Dampier Peninsula. You're talking about a workforce. We're told that we're expecting a workforce of up to 6,000 people in one area. That would have a huge impact. There's no plan in place about dealing with the increased population pressures on health, housing services. Already the cost of living has gone through the roof.
All right, so Wayne, what's your message to Colin Barnett then?
Colin, we're going to call Colin to come up and meet with traditional owners. We think the Premier should not commence compulsory acquisition. We should get back to the table and ensure this project happens on the basis of world's best practice.
Wayne Bergman, the Chief Executive of the Kimberley Land Council, talking to the ABC's Graham Powell. We've contacted the Premier's office for a response to Mr. Bergman's concerns, and part of their written statement says compulsory acquisition, requires a period of further negotiation, however it is a definite process. If compulsory acquisition was started at any time, if the Aboriginal people reached agreement on a consent basis, then I would cease the compulsory process, Mr Barnett says. The benefits package that has been negotiated by the state, by Woodside and with the support of the Commonwealth Government would remain in place.